ladies and gentlemen, that Snoop Dogg, Clark Sisters. Please believe it, y'all. Right out.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Before the king Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys called Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the Israeli dialect. But Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that stands on the inside of you. When you stand before your Goliath, there's a David that stand up in. Some praying church in the house here. When you stand before your job, there's a Jesus Christ that stands on the inside of you. Woo. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Paul told him, don't put us on the ship. Storm comes. The ship breaks apart. And they made it on broken pieces. And when the ship got to the other side, all broken up, planks all over the wall. Every man had a plank. The plank became a life preserver. And everybody on board was safe and sound. Do I have a prayer church in the house? Somebody here know that the Lord will take care of you. I wish to have a prayer church in here. Who in here know that the Lord will come and see about you? They get on the other side and they are called barbarians, and Paul becomes snake bit. The snake comes out of the fire and Paul got to shake the snake off. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to shake off something. When people get on your nerve, you just got to shake it off and keep on moving. I don't have no church in here. When every now and then there's a snake there, you just got to shake it on off. But the key to the text was that Paul had to go to the commander of the island, and he needed prayer, sir. And Paul had prayer, and the man's life was restored. Somebody got to know that Lord will make a way somehow. He may not come when you want him to come, but the record says he's always on time. That if people say that he's an on-time God. And she said, yes, he is. Paul knows something about being persecuted, because every day of his life on his way to the Roman jail. He was being persecuted by Satan. Well, but I heard him tell little Timothy, I fought a good fight. I ran a good race. But now I'm ready to go. But I still see him in 2 Corinthians 5:1 say, if this earthly house of this tabernacle shall dissolve, that I have a building of God, not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. Paul knew, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant about those that are asleep. In other words, they're sleeping, y'all. They're not dead, but they just rest in the heavenly graves. On the word of God. And when you stand on the word, look like the storm don't stop coming, but you stay standing on the word of God. If God said it, baby, I stand on his word. If the Lord tell me I'm gonna heal you, I'm gonna stand on his word. Till the end of the world, I'm gonna stand on his holy word. But ain't the Lord all right this morning? He's a God you can count on. He's a God who don't go to sleep. He's a God who's taking care of you every step and the mile of the way, y'all. He's a God who many years of dedication. You don't find preachers like that. You don't find pastors like that. He's been underpaid for 20 years. I know I ain't coming now. He's been underpaid for 20 years. When you have a dedicated you ought to do all you can. Take care. Because you got to go through about another 30 to find one dedicated. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pastor, give me some old time church with that, Steve. Y'all don't mind, do you? I like to go back way back to give me some old time church, Steve. Please. Even after the day, y'all, we got to keep praying for Pastor and his wife. Yeah.